Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome back for another episode of the Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your fearless host, Erica Anderson. Today, we are talking about how understanding your human design helps you to not only formulate your life goals, but helps you to solidify the life skills that you currently have, and then helping you to understand how you can cultivate those life skills so that you can leverage them for those life goals. So we're going to jump right in. I came across a post one time, and it was basically a list of ideas for life goals. And when I saw this list, what it really made me think about is how these things help you to build your identity. I have learned in doing this line of work the importance of having a healthy sense of identity, because what I see in a lot of the situations that happen publicly that end up in the news, and I'm talking specifically about things that are the result of toxic behaviors, like, you know, people getting into these arguments in public, or, you know, those things turning violent, or, you know, just the various things. If you're just thinking about, think about the bad news that you see on the news. When you think deeper into why people allow themselves to go toe-to-toe with people in public spaces, and that's just an example that I use consistently because there is a lack of emotional intelligence in choosing to respond that way. And reality is, a lot of people don't know or even understand what emotional intelligence is. A lot of people haven't even heard of emotional intelligence before. A lot of people don't even know that there's intelligence beyond the mental intelligence that we often mention. There's so many different types of awareness that are necessary for us to live effective and productive lives. And so when I think about how these situations transpire, it's usually the result of people not having the proper skills to manage themselves internally. And a lot of times that is the result of them not being raised in environments where they're taught those things. Because of that, people lack a healthy sense of identity as a result. So when people go out into the world operating from a space of not even really knowing who they are, there's a lot, and let's be clear, I'm not a psychologist here. I'm not degreed in any mental health capacity. So let me just give that disclaimer. This is just based on my experience as a life coach, and I do feel it necessary to make the distinction between the two. Because life coaching is more about helping clients to understand what they can do, like on a practical level, to improve their lives moving forward. We're not focused on the past per se. And you have to acknowledge the past in order to move forward, but that's what the therapist is for. The therapist can help you to work those things out and uproot things. And I just provide support along the way as a life coach, as a personal development coach. But anyway, I was saying all of that to say that as I have been in this journey of recognizing how a lack of identity affects people, it's one of the things that made me really intentional about learning human design, because human design quite literally gives you a roadmap to life. It helps you to have a sense of identity, and it helps you to understand yourself more deeply. As I was looking at this list, there is a section that talks about the financial aspect of your life goals. So the income that you like to make, the amount of money that you'd like to save, debt that you would like to pay off, the amount of money that you want to leave when you die, the amount of money that you might need for retirement. Like, these are all things that are necessary for you to consider in order to secure your future financially, right? Well, when you look at your sense of identity as it relates to setting those goals, what is your history with finances? What did you learn about finances? What were you taught about finances? Who have you become as a result of the decisions that you have made financially? What are the changes that you need to make in order to reach those goals? Now, those are questions that I, Erica, am asking you. But what I also want to add is that When you allow yourself to delve into the world of human design, there are quite literally gates within your human design that speak to things like having material wealth, things like having a wealth mindset, things that speak to skill sets that are necessary to get and maintain wealth. So whether that is being a strategic person who's very methodical in the way you think, in the way you do things, or if it's you being a people person and you knowing how to rally people around and coordinate things, and knowing how to execute the logistics to get an outcome, or being a project manager, having those skills and abilities that allow you to look at the full scope of a situation and then coordinate all the things that are necessary to get that outcome that you're looking for. Yes, human design speaks to things like that. So I want to encourage you, if you are in a space where you don't know how to move forward with things financially, like you're unable to set these life goals as it relates to finances as a result of, you know, not knowing, human design helps you to get a foundation so that you can get to where you want to be with those goals. The second section of this graphic talks about business. So your ideal career, we just talked about different elements of your human design that can help you to identify that. But to go a little bit deeper, what title? Like, is there a specific title that you're looking for? Do you have business ideas that you want to pursue? Is there a specific business that you want to start? Are there awards associated with the business that you'd like to be a part of? Are there awards associated with that? I recently went through a list of Pulitzer Prize winners and I decided, you know what? That's something that I can aspire to because I have been told that I'm a great writer. So it would serve me to continue cultivating my writing skills in order to get that. Now, I have a little bit more to learn. I feel like I have a little bit more to learn about it, but allowing myself to explore the idea of it was the beginning of that. Business goals, such as publishing a book. What you want to do when you retire. So we talk about that element of having an amount you need for retirement. But what would you like to do? Like, I personally would like to be able to sit on a beach at any given moment. I'd like to be able to walk off of a property and directly onto the beach. That's my goal. But that may not be what you want. What do you desire to do during your retirement? And how can you look at elements of your human design to formulate what that plan is? Now, there's another section that was on this graphic that talked about contributions. And this one in particular really hit home with me because I personally have always had organizations that are near and dear to my heart, specifically Boys and Girls Club of America, Girls Incorporated, Salvation Army, and there's at least one other. I can't think of it right now. But at the end of it all, these organizations have had an impact in my life that has been life-changing and unforgettable. So it is my goal to always make sure that I do something to contribute to this world in honor of those organizations. For example, I am very intentional about pouring into children because I remember what it was like as a kid at Girls Incorporated, seeing people run these workshops and teach us things, volunteering their time to do these things. Being at Boys and Girls Club, I was speaking to someone recently who's also what I call an alumni of the Boys and Girls Club, talked about how they also took their first flight because of Keystone Club. Keystone Club is a leadership club within the organization, and it's something that I didn't even know about before a certain point when I was a member at the club. But I remember being invited on a trip and being told that I didn't have to pay anything, and I'm like, what? And getting on that flight, and it was scary and it was a first experience, but nonetheless it was one that was life-changing and unforgettable. And the things that I learned at that conference that year, I believe that was the year 2000, maybe 2001, but I remember having an experience that was not only unforgettable, but learning things that set the foundation for me becoming the leader that I am. So I'm really grateful for those organizations, and I always try to find ways to give back because, like I said, I remember seeing the adults come and do those workshops. Or I remember when I was at Girls Incorporated one year, there was a woman who mentored me. And one of the things that she did in the time frame that we were together was she taught me about the Northern Stars and Aurora Borealis. It was such an incredible experience. And I fell in love. I believe that that was one of the things that contributed to me falling in love with the sky. I'm just enamored by the sky. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense to me, but learning what I learned just reinforced that, or maybe not reinforced it, but it definitely sowed seeds that led to sunshine and the sky and sunset and sunrise and all of those things being a part of something that helps me to maintain my peace. Now I love doing what I like to call sun meditations. So as long as I have direct sunlight that can shine on me, just taking that opportunity to play some meditation music or to play a song and just enjoy that moment, it literally brings me peace. It resets my soul. It grounds me. And the fact that I'm a Leo and being a sun sign, just that whole connection thing, it really just does something for me. So anyway, the point is just realizing how impactful those moments were and how they helped to set that sense of identity for me, allowing me to pinpoint the things that I love, pinpointing the things that I don't find desirable. Although that first flight was really, really scary, it actually sparked a love for travel for me because I love being able to go to another place. And although I've always loved road trips, it was different to be able to get on the plane. The airport experience, all of those things were just being, I think I was 16 when I took that flight, but I had never traveled without my family before. So it was also a new experience, like being able to be with my peers and these adults who I really mostly only saw after school most days. You know, it was just a different experience, and I have a great appreciation for the memories that I built there. But at the end of it all, it helped to form my sense of identity and helped me to see, like, that I can see the world, and that all that I see are things that help me to understand that I can do anything. So it also sowed that seed. And I really do believe that I can do anything, even though I know I can't physically do everything. That belief in myself drives how I operate on the day to day. So there's rarely ever a day that I wake up and don't have the motivation to get out here and get it, whether it's recording my podcasts or teaching my workshops or doing my one-on-ones or answering questions in my inbox. There's a passion that flows in the work that I do, and I'm driven every single day that I get up to do this work, and I'm so grateful for it. But beyond that, all of those things that I experienced with those organizations helped me to have a foundation for understanding that I am a leader no matter where I go, that I don't have to wait for somebody to tell me what to do, that I can figure it out for myself, that my brain power is enough, and that what I can't figure out on my own, there's always a resource or someone who's knowledgeable within reach, whether it's a phone call away or if it's someone in the vicinity physically. It's always okay to ask questions because the goal is to operate with the best information possible. And there's also that acknowledgement that I may not always have the answers. Now, that right there was a journey in itself, but at the end of it all, that openness to that understanding is what is key. So anyway, that graphic that I found and the things that I just shared with you, I mean, it's really just a snippet of the things that we need to be asking ourselves as it relates to how we live our lives and what we want to do with our lives, but also what within our identity allows us to do those things, to reach those goals. I know I have enough motivation to get up every day and do it, but what about those days where I wake up not so motivated? Who am I connected to that I can call, or who pours into me to help me to maintain who I am? Because reality is, the relationships that we develop with people are just as important as the relationship that we have with ourselves. I think it's just important to make sure that you prioritize the relationship with yourself, because you can't effectively go out into the world and operate from a healthy sense of identity if you haven't yet solidified what that identity is, or if you haven't been intentional about cultivating that. Because you can have those seeds that have been sown, but if they haven't been watered and cultivated, you won't yield the harvest that you're looking for. So with that being said, I feel like I'm empty now. I've shared the fullness of what I needed to share today. So as always, thank you so much for listening. To get your personal human design reading, please go to innerbeautyreigns.com. If you'd like to get a free mini reading, just to get an understanding of what it is and to, you know, get just a few of the elements and see if the human design concept resonates with you, you're more than welcome to do that as well. Just shoot me an email at info@innerbeautyreigns.com, or you are more than welcome to shoot me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. Again, thank you for listening, and I will talk to y'all soon.